Okay, for the record, it's July 11th, 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Fallbrook's hearing examiner for Kitsap County. We have a couple conditional use permit applications to consider this morning, both for accessory dwelling units. The first one will be for the Jordan application located at 593 Southwest Wyckoff Road. The hearing format for both proceedings will be staff will give us an overview of the project, those that wrote the staff report, then we'll move on to public comments, or excuse me, applicant comments. And after applicant comments, public, if there's any public in attendance today, then back to staff for rebuttal. Applicant gets final word. I get 10 business days to issue a final decision. Let's start off by getting the exhibits into the record. My consideration of the application is going to be limited to the exhibits admitted in the record today, as well as the testimony. I'm not allowed to consider anything else. That way, we all know exactly what is being considered for the final decision. Let me share screen. There we go. Okay, so hopefully you can all see, right, Ms. Smallston, do we have the exhibit list showing on the screen? Okay. Got a total of 20 documents being considered for this application, the floor plans, the geologic reports, permanent questionnaire form, floor plans, stormwater worksheets, a well letter, elevations for the project, the environmental review documents, the site plan, the SEPA determination, which was an environmental impact statement, is not necessary for this project, and the notices for public hearing, as well as the staff presentation. That's a total of 20 exhibits. At this point, I just want to ask if anyone needs to see any of these documents or has any objection to their entry in the record. If you're participating virtually, just click on the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen, or if you're in the meeting room, just say, I object, or I need to see one of these documents. Okay, hearing, seeing no objections or requests for the documents, I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 20. And who's our staff lead on this one?
We have Izzy Lotz headed up.
Slots, and let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Morning and thank you, Examiner Olbrex. For the record, my name is Izzy Lotz and I'm a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. Today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit. Site development review for utilities and access driveway and parking area were included in the proposal. The application was deemed complete on November 22nd, 2023. A notice of application was distributed in pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with a project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated December 18, 2023. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on June 17, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended 14 days beyond that, no appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. Here we'll see a county aerial. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 352301-TAC-3-TAC-050-2000 is a 2.79 acre in size parcel addressed as 593 Southwest Wyckoff Road, Port Orchard, Washington, 98367 in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single family residences and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is located in the rural residential zone. Adjacent properties surrounding to the site are also zoned rural residential. To the west is a privately owned road known as Southwest Wyckoff Road. The proposal is to construct a new 800 square foot accessory dwelling unit attached to a 1700 square foot non-habitable shop. You will see critical areas. The subject property is located in a moderate geologic erosion hazard area, pictured in pink here. Submitted to the application was a geologic report prepared by Envirotech Engineering, PLLC, dated August 7th, 2023. The report concluded that the proposal did not meet the definition of a geologically hazardous area. The report also stated Envirotech did not believe that engineering design recommendations were required for the proposed development. The project will be conditioned to follow the recommendations of the report. Here we'll see the site plan. The site plan shows proposal access from Southwest or Wyckoff Road Southwest along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. The site plan also shows four parking spaces and will meet the parking standards for a single family residence in an ADU, which would be four spaces. Here we'll see the applicant's floor plan for the existing principal dwelling, which is 2,255 square feet. Above, we'll see the ground floor, and below, we see the upper floor. We determined that the maximum size for the accessory dwelling unit that would be allowed is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps us determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary residence. This photo shows pictures of the existing elevations for the single family residence, both the front and the rear elevations. And here are some conceptual renderings demonstrating the elevation and design style of the proposed ADU. At the bottom is the north elevation, and we see the south elevation to the top. And here we see the east and west elevations. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates 800 square feet of habitable area with a 1700 square foot attached shop. It should be mentioned that Kitsap County Code 17.110.319 defines habitable area as the entire area of a dwelling unit or living quarters used for living, sleeping, eating, and cooking, and/or cooking. Storage areas and garages are excluded from the calculations of habitable area. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as amended in June 2022. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence allows up to a 900 square foot ADU. The proposed ADU is 800 square feet. The dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU, number four, the ADU is within 118 feet away from the primary structure. Five, the ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. Eight, the proposed ADU is not an RV or mobile home. Nine, the ADU will use an existing driveway off Wyckoff Road Southwest. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. The department finds the proposal consistent with the comprehensive plan and meets the special use criteria in 17.415.015B and recommends approval as conditioned. And that concludes my presentation regarding the Jordan CUP ADU 23-05428. I'm available for your questions if you have any.
Yeah, I have one on the requirement that they only use one side street entrance. Looking at the site plan, it looks like there's two driveways, and the primary residence is using one, and the ADU is going to use another one. So isn't that involving two side street entrances then?
The road ends at the terminus of this property. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're essentially considering Wyckoff Road, its extension onto the property, as the driveway, the side street entrance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a private road on the property then? I guess that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, it is a private road.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Okay. That clarifies that. Great. Thank you. Great presentation. So let's move on to applicant comments. Is the applicant there and want to say anything?
Can you step up here? Okay.
Yeah, don't have to, but now's your chance.
He's on his way.
Okay.
Thank you for having me here. And
sure, let me swear you in, sir.
I'm so unfamiliar with all of the procedures, but...
I need to swear you in, so just raise your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And for the record, just state your name, please.
My name is Kenneth A. Jordan.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
And one of my concerns, you guys just addressed it, and that was the fact that, well, I didn't know it was a fact, but Wyckoff is a private road, so the accesses are within the standards, the multiple spots in front of the existing home, and then that other driveway. When I first bought the property, it had a giant circular driveway, and I just saw it as useless, and I used that top area just to hold my RV, my trailer, so it was easy in and out. And that was really all I did. And then when I designed my ideas for an ADU, it just fell into place that would be access to the shop with easier access to the home from the existing driveway where we park our cars now. And that was about it. The other one that I knew I kind of struggled with a little bit was the looks, and it always baffled me as to how was I going to make a single level structure look like that one that I bought, 12 years ago. 12 years ago, I was 12 years younger, and I could deal with stairs. I'm pushing 70, and I'm hoping to be around to see my granddaughters graduate, but I have a feeling that stairs are not going to be fun pretty soon. And so that's why I went with a single level. And the structure I chose was just for keeping me from having to do maintenance. Steel is, in my experience, is 37, 38 years of heavy construction. Steel is, it's just the way to go if you want something to be rock solid. And that's why I'm choosing that. But I wanted the exterior to resemble the house by putting siding on it so that it has that look and the right colors. And that was really my concerns.
Okay.
The things that I have been struggling with personally.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, thank you, sir, for your comments. Appreciate
it. Oh, you bet. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ms. Walston, any members of the public want to testify? At this point, if you are participating virtually and want to say something, go ahead and raise your virtual hand. Let's see if we got any takers there. Nope. Not there. Anyone in the meeting room, Ms. Walston?
No, we don't have anyone.
Nope. Okay, I think I can just go ahead and close the hearing then. It looks like a great looking project, and it certainly meets the, I think, the review criteria. So I should be able to easily approve this within the next couple of weeks. And Mr. Jordan, then you can get this stage behind you and move on to the building permits and get that done. Sounds like a great project for you and your grandkids. So with that, let's move on to the next one, another ADU. Let me pull that document up here on my screen. Where did that go? Okay, this is the post ADU application, file number 23-05196, same hearing format as the other one, staff first, then applicant, then public, then back to staff and applicant if necessary. And again, needs to get the exhibits into the record, and let me pull that up. All right. Okay, so hopefully I got the right project here. Yeah, okay. So Ms. Walson, can you see the staff report of the exhibits for this one?
We can.
Okay, perfect. So we have just 17 on this one, very similar to the other one. We've got the floor plans, a project narrative, stormwater worksheet, water availability letter, health district applications, stormwater conditions, environmental review, and public notices, that kind of thing. We got a total of 17 exhibits there on the screen. Does anyone need to see any of these documents or have any objection to their entry in the record? If you are attending virtually, just click the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen, or in the meeting room, just say, I object, or I need to see those documents. Okay, seeing, hearing, no takers. Those are admitted into the records, exhibit 1 through 17. And Ms. Lotz, let me swear you in again. Just raise your hand for this one. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth and nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do.
Great, go ahead.
Hey, today I am presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit. Site development review for utilities and access driveway and parking area are included in the proposal. The application was deemed complete on December 7th, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS project process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated December 28th, 2023. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on June 17, 2024. The SEPA appeal ended 14 days from that date. No appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 242501 TAC 4 TAC 083-1002 is a 2.41 acre in size parcel addressed as 8108 Greystone Way Northwest, Silverdale, Washington 98383 in Central Kitsap, Commissioner District 3. The aerial photo shows single family homes and accessory structures consistent with development in the rural residential zone. The ADU proposed accessory dwelling unit is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The subject site labeled in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties to the northwest and south surrounding the site are also zoned rural residential. To the east is zoned urban low residential. To the west is the county maintained road known as Greystone Way Northwest. And to the east is Chagnon Place Northwest. The proposal is to construct a new 676 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The subject site is not mapped with any critical areas. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Greystone Way Northwest along a shared driveway to be shared by both dwellings. Building permit 23-TAC-05763 for construction of the ADU has been submitted and is under review awaiting the land use application. The site plan also shows four spaces and will meet the parking standards for the single family residence and the ADU. Applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling as 2,659 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size of an accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps to determine that there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. The photo shows the existing single family residence on the parcel. And here are some conceptual drawings just demonstrating the elevation and design style of the proposed accessory dwelling unit. Here we're seeing the east and west elevations. East is on top and west is on bottom. And then at the left, we see the north elevation, and to the south, we see the right, or the south elevation on the right. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit size is 676 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the primary residence would be 1,329 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area of an accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 676 square feet. The ADU is within 118 feet of the primary structure. Number five, the ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. Eight, the proposed accessory dwelling unit is not an RV or mobile home. Number nine, the ADU will use existing driveway off Greystone Way Northwest. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B and recommends approval as conditioned. And that concludes my presentation for the post conditional use permit for an ADU 23-05196.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lotz. All right, now it's the applicant's turn. If the applicant wants to add anything, you don't have to, but now is your opportunity if you want. And Ms. Walston, is the applicant present in the hearing room or attending virtually?
She is virtual, and I pulled her over. So if you want to speak, Patty, you can unmute and join. And if not, and that's, as Examiner Olbrechts mentioned, not required, but.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Looks like she's not joining in, which is just fine. Yeah, because it's a very straightforward application. Oh, looks like she's unmuted. Ms. Post, do you want to say something? Oh, no. Okay, still muted. All right. Well, let's say, how about public comments then? Anyone in the meeting room, Ms. Walston, for the public?
No one in room.
Okay. And if anyone attending virtually wants to say something, just click on your virtual hand at the bottom of your screen. And not seeing any takers there either. So I think at this point I can go ahead and close the hearing. And yeah, these ADU applications are pretty straightforward once they get through the staff review, and staff has verified that all the very precise and specific conditions or requirements are met. It's a pretty easy approval on my end, and I'll get that approval out within the next couple of weeks. So thanks all for participating today, and we're adjourned for this morning on the two ADU hearings. And Ms. Walston, I know you wanted to talk to me about scheduling. Or are we going to continue on this Zoom link, or did you want to do that separately?
We'll go ahead and we'll close this Zoom link out, and then I'll connect with you in just a second here.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye.